Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Can't divide it. Our verse for today comes from Luke chapter 16, verse 13. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Have you ever prepared an art project only to find five other cuter art projects that you could have done instead? Imagine cutting out all of the back-to-school projects only to change your mind and start from scratch to do something different. Or maybe you are someone who writes a list, but once you have crossed a couple of things off that list, you rewrite it to make it look nice again. Are any of you smiling a guilty smile? To find contentment in what we have already produced can be tricky at times. Sometimes a hint of perfectionism can creep into our lesson planning, event coordinating, or even relationship building. In our reading today, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." God wants our full devotion. He tells us straight up that we cannot serve both. So whether we love money or work or perfectionism, status or possessions, that clearly will not do when we are supposed to be spending our time and effort serving Him and spreading His word. When our desires for those things seep in, it would be good to remember that they are not from the Lord. He never says that once you have enough money, then He will think highly of you. He never says if that art project is perfect, then He will bless your efforts. He never says that if it is perfect, then you are worthy. We will never be perfect, but we have a Savior who has always been and will always be. His suffering and death on the cross is enough. His rising from the dead is sufficient. The time we waste by redoing projects or trying to reinvent the wheel could be much better spent by focusing on the real task at hand, spreading His word. This school year, ask the Lord to remove any temptation that comes in the way of simply serving Him. When you inevitably fail, bask in His forgiveness and grace and ask Him to help you again. He will be there every step of the way. We pray. Dear Jesus, create in us a pure heart that only beats for You. Forgive us when we fall into the lie that we can be our own Savior. We need You and are so thankful that we have You. Help us be faithful in our work for You, O Lord. Amen. A question to consider. What are some idols that you put ahead of God in your professional life and even your personal life? Confide in a coworker or friend on how you want to get better with this. Ask the Lord for help. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with His grace today and always.